1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Daria Alvinger. President Biden heads to Austin, Texas today to outline reforms that he would like to see for the U.S. Supreme Court. They include allowing a president to appoint a justice every 2 years and limiting justices to 18-year terms. The White House says it has serious concerns about the results of Venezuela's presidential election, which granted Nicolas Maduro a third term.
We're going to hold judgment until that time. We in the international community are watching. And we will respond accordingly.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The FBI says former President Trump has agreed to sit for a victim's interview as part of its investigation into the assassination attempt against him. Smoke from the exploding park fire in North Central California and others that are burning across the western U.S. and Canada can be felt as far away as New England. The Dow is down 27 points. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The seven-day aviation event that makes Oshkosh the busiest airport in the world looks to break records again this year. EAA officials say 94 countries were represented this year, breaking last year's record of 93. A record number 861 exhibitors were on the ground. And while official attendance numbers aren't known just yet, organizers say preliminary numbers look very similar to last year's record-breaking attendance of 677,000 people. Keeping the brain strong and healthy can be as simple as taking up a new hobby, says Lorena Tipping of the Brain Center of Green Bay.
More than brain games, more than Sudoku, you're going to be learning a new language, playing the guitar, anything that is new, because your brain actually is very automatic and it gets lazy. And we don't want it to be lazy.
Tipping says, on average, a person has 70,000 thoughts per day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game and sometimes tempers do flare, but more than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
During life's most trying times, it helps to have someone with experience and understanding at your side. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory has attentive staff and a peer available 24 hours a day and nearly 100 years of business experience, which can provide comfort during those difficult times. Call them at 920-336-3171 or visit them at ryanfh.com. Ryan Funeral Home and Crematory, local people serving local families since 1926.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend Steve Cochran. And stand-up comedian Zane Lamprey joins me to discuss upcoming dates on the Wisconsin leg of his national tour.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer. It is Monday, July 29th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, where we haven't used the old street cam in a while, Mr. Zomeris. Should we pull that up and see what's happening down on beautiful State Street? A bit of rain falling, a little bit of light rain, a little sprinkle. There you can see that kind of overcast skies. Nicely done. And a few people out and about enjoying their lunch hour or just afterwards. Nice day. There were big doings over the weekend at the Atwood Fest here in Madison.
I did not get to attend.
Neither did I, but a beautiful, nice summer day. We're almost into the dog days of summer here in Madison in August, so hopefully you enjoyed your weekend and enjoy your day as well. Talking this hour, continuing talking about catching up on the news over the weekend, the Trumpster was back on the campaign trail. Going to play a couple more clips from that and break it down before the break there, talking about some of these remarks from Trump over the weekend, particularly one in which he refers to Hannibal Lecter, saying that Hannibal Lecter, who was put in an asylum, and that we have people just like him coming to our country illegally, in his words. And again, my theory is that he doesn't understand that asylum, political asylum, does not mean mental illness. And of course, an asylum is a dated phrase. Most people don't use that anymore. But I don't think Trump understands. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for holding through the break. We appreciate it as always. What say you?
Well, first of all, supposedly there are 11 million people who have come into this country illegally. Now, that's a pretty outrageous figure when you consider, even at the rate of 1,000 a day, if my math is correct, it would take many years for that to actually happen. Having said that, most of those 11 million supposed illegals actually came into this country legally. These are some facts. I don't have the numbers right at my fingertips, but the bottom line is they're illegal now for two reasons. Number one, either they did intentionally overstay their visas and they're, just trying to keep and stay in this country, but a large number of them have applied for renewals of those visas, mm-hmm. and as was pointed out previously by you, I think, our immigration service has been so underfunded repeatedly that the They put in these applications, and it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years. It takes years before they can actually get permission to remain here legally again. The other half of the equation is, of course, the Republicans entirely at Trump's request squashed the immigration bill that was bipartisan, passed in the Senate, a lot of Republican votes there, and it had everything that the Republicans asked for in yes. that bill. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want Biden to have, of course, an immigration victory. So they're now saying, oh, yeah, it's all Biden's fault and it's all Harris's fault. No, it's not. That bill had passed, a lot of these problems wouldn't go away instantly, but there are solutions in that bill for them.
Jack, you nailed it on the head. I really appreciate the call, Jack. 855-752-4842. Jack's absolutely right. Again, having worked on immigration cases for over 5 years in a congressional office in Wisconsin, Jack is right that people get labeled with this derogatory term of quote-unquote illegal. And here's why undocumented is not only just the nicer way of saying, but quite frankly, the accurate way of saying. You have people that come here on student visas, J-1 visas, other forms, B-1, there's other categories of visas. And they're allowed to stay here, and then they're allowed to do what's called a one-year work-study project. Well, sometimes you have to change your status, all right? There are also people that come here on visitor visas and decide maybe they meet someone or they get offered a job. And so they have it all lined up to be self-sufficient, but you have to legally change your status to be quote-unquote legal or documented. Sometimes people are here on H-1B visas. A company sponsors them. Since we can't find anybody with your qualifications in our area of the U.S., so they bring someone from another country. Could be Italy, Spain, the U.K., El Salvador, wherever. And the company goes through all the legal qualifications to sponsor this person. But while they're waiting here in the country, their current visa they're on expires. And so they're undocumented, technically. And then they get thrown in with this quote-unquote illegal label. I've told this story before. I'll tell it quickly again. While I was working in the congressional office for a Republican here in Wisconsin, my boss had a student who had gone to Marquette University and had done an internship at our office. And was from a different country and did a great job and wanted to stay here. I met a young lady. They were dating. And so my boss, a sitting Republican congressman, applied for an H-1B visa for him to work legally in the congressional office. And I'm not sure, it's been a number of years, I'm not sure if it's still paper or not, but we had to fill out all the paperwork, send it into Kansas City at the INS office. They lost all the paperwork. We filled it out again. After a number of months, this goes on. Filled it out, sent it in again. They lost the paperwork. And a third time, a United States congressman, a Republican, filled out the paperwork to sponsor legally someone to work in this country, and it was misplaced. Again. And this was after a year and a half. That was for a United States congressman. Imagine what kind of respect you get in the system if your last name is just Hernandez. You see what I'm getting at? We don't fund in this country, Republicans or Democrats, adequately the system to process people who want to come here.
Now, over that year and a half, my colleague, who's a friend, kept dating this young woman, fell in love, and they decided to get married. And he ended up staying here legally. They have a beautiful family, still married, out of love. But you understand my point? If a United States congressman can't get a legal visa for someone, think how everyone else is being treated. And then if you're just someone who doesn't have these connections and you're being treated even worse than that, and all you want to do is come here and work legally. All you want to do is come here and be with your family. At some point, human nature kicks in. You say, well, screw it. I'm just going to stay. And you live in the shadows. I said earlier in the show, I was up in Shawnee near Green Bay this weekend, watching Green Bay television. Congressional race up there, open seat, Mark Gallagher, the Republican, not running. Dr. Kristen Lierley, the Democrat, who's been on this show, great person, be a great congresswoman. Republicans have a three-way race for Congress up there. I saw one of the ads, former state senator Roth. Now, his uncle, I believe it was, Toby Roth, was a congressman way back in the 80s and 90s. Well-known. Now his, I believe his nephew, Roger Roth, a former state senator, running for the Republican nomination. His entire TV ad campaign that I saw was this over-the-top, Roger Roth is the Trump America First candidate. He'll finish Trump's border wall. He'll lock up illegals and throw them out of the country. Mass deportations. Roger Roth, the America First Trump candidate. Interspersed with all these, you know, supposed pictures of quote-unquote undocumented illegal people. It was sick. It's playing on our worst fears of Americans. And I ask you all, whether you're in Richland Center, pick up the Richland Observer. If you're in Shawnee, pick up the Shawnee Evening Leader. Pick up your local newspaper. Read it. How many of the people who are committing crimes, major crimes in your local communities, how many of those are really undocumented people? You're smart. Use your brain that God gave you. You can figure it out. The supposed crime wave that Republicans and MAGA and Trump are trying to scare you with, it's not real. Most people that come here want to have the same quality of life as you and I. They want to earn an honest living and pay their taxes and raise their kids and pursue the American dream. Just like our grandparents or parents that came from Italy or Germany, or the UK, or Poland. They want a chance. America has always offered a chance to those who are willing to work hard. Don't be misled by people like Roger Roth and Donald Trump, who play on our worst fears. Use the brain that God gave you. Look around. Yogi Berra, former New York Yankees manager, the great philosopher, once said, you can see a lot just by looking around. Yogi was right. You can see a lot by looking around. America is a great country. Wisconsin is a great state. Back after this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up later, exciting news from Culver's and J.J. Watt. Great story. We're going to have it for you in a while. Right now, talking a little bit about some of these comments by MAGA and Trump over the weekend. And J.D. Vance as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful city of Milwaukee. And Ron, listening to Milwaukee, we appreciate you. Ron, let's see you.
Hi. Hey, you're spot on with the your immigration discussion. Just spot on.
Appreciate it.
It just grinds my beans whenever I hear this talk from the political right and what used to be even the political middle, in some cases extending into some of the Democratic turf, about these illegal aliens. That was
right.
That was a term of art for a while, and it's like, well, now you've described two adjectives and turn them into nouns to describe these people. You know, it's like they're illegals, period. They're illegal. I mean, people aren't illegal. People are caught up in a system where they may be bureaucratically a judge, not eligible, but they're not illegal. They try to get in here usually by legal means. And aliens just sounds like something out of a bad science fiction movie. You know, they're going to come and eat your... I mean, Trump is actually now basically gone there. You know, they're going to come here and eat your kids. You know,
right.
They're very nearly. I had one experience when I worked for the state of Wisconsin, and I worked for the state housing authority, and we had a program where low-income, first-time homebuyers who met a certain number of requirements could apply for a low-interest down payment to get their starter home. And there was no state dollars involved except for the money that was spent on staff, but even that was subsidized by federal grants.
Sure.
And so this gets out. So it gets out that somebody makes some comment that, well, would you work out a plan for somebody who's an alien or an immigrant? I said, well, yeah, anybody who lives in this country who meets the financial requirements, is basically okay to file for this program. And they said, well, you're giving federal dollars or state dollars to aliens, to foreigners. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that hasn't been determined. That's not our job. It's like a bank doesn't, when you go in for a loan at a bank, they don't say, are you an American citizen? They say, do you have a job?
I mean,
do you have income?
Right.
That's their standard.
Right.
And anyway, I couldn't get this idea through to them. And I said, and the money isn't Wisconsin taxpayer dollars.
Right.
It's just not, you know? So at some point, just the word filtered up. One of my all-time favorite Republican legislators, and I put favorite in quotes, Glenn Grossman. And he showed up in my office that one day, and I was the PR guy at the Housing and Economic Development Authority.
Sure.
And he shows up with a legal pad, and he wants to ask me some questions about this. And I said, sure. And so he's taking copious notes. And I explained this all to him. I said, the bottom line here is it's no taxpayer dollars, and it's the banks running this program. We're just underwriting it.
Right.
If the bank wants to lend to these people, and it's good for the city, it's good for the community, they have a safe place to live, they pay property taxes, all this stuff, you know?
Right.
And they pay, you know, taxes on their jobs and all that kind of stuff, and job income. And he said, thank you, and went back to and gave this scathing speech on the floor of the assembly. I think he was in at that time, just ripping the authority to part on this program, and we had to remove it. We were under such pressure that the director of the program just said, we're not going to do that anymore.
Right.
And I just disgusted me. And now this guy, of course, is a congressman, so he can do even more damage.
Right, right.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure, go ahead. Quickly, yep.
Go quick, real quick, on the business about the two different meanings of asylum. I always thought that a good comeback, if you're a Democrat, was to say talking to Donald Trump or trying to talk to him. You'd say, well, okay, there's the asylum you get if you apply because you're being persecuted in your home country and you want to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this other kind of asylum doesn't exist anymore. The only place that does exist is in comic books, you know, like Arkham Asylum and the Batman and all that. You know, the Joker lived in Arkham Asylum. So if you think that a comic book place is equivalent to a modern-day real person, well, then you got some problems to work out with the English language.
Great call, Ron. I really appreciate that story, by the way, and puts it in great context that it's not just the federal level, the state level as well, and that people can misconstrue the facts and say things a different way. And then, like to your point, you kill this great program that was helping folks find good, decent, affordable housing. Great call, Ron. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, and L.A. Tom. Tom, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Yeah, Todd, I just wanted to ask you a question and see if I have this factually correct. When Trump was in office, there was really no organized way of taking the undocumented people at the border and giving them, like other countries where here you are an undocumented person, now here's an attorney, here is a judge. And I want to make sure I have that part right. These people think that for some reason Joe Biden's supposed to be a king and just close the borders. Now, Donald Trump did on April 22nd, 2020, he signed a proclamation 10014 titled the Proclamation of Suspending Entry as Immigrants Who Present Risk to the U.S. Labor Market During the Economic Recovery Following COVID-19. That's not something Joe Biden could have continued because of the fact that he is not a king.
Correct.
That was because of COVID for all you people out there. 72 million people may have shown up, which is about a population of 36 states in the United States, may have shown up at the border, but that is not who got through the border. Mm-hmm. So for all you people out there, keep on saying 72 billion million people snuck into the United States, you are wrong. What
Correct.
Happened is Joe Biden has asked Kamala Harris to work with the people down in some of the countries
in Central and South America. Yeah.
Central and South America to bring more funding because of the fact that all they had been known for was corruption. He actually helped with that task by bringing money to the people that actually wanted to do work there. It was the Republicans that kept on saying, the border is open, the border is open, the border is open. And last but not least, Kamala Harris had nothing to do with the border. It was Mayorkas, the one that the Republicans wanted to impeach. So I just want to make sure I got all my facts right on that. And then Congress Langford from Oklahoma went ahead and put together a border bill, but Donald Trump killed that bill because of the fact that he wanted it as a political issue. And then on top of that, illegal crossings along the U.S. southern border fell to a three-year low in June.
Got it, Tom. You nailed it. Up against the clock. L.A. Tom, great as always. Don't go anywhere. More after this. It's a Monday edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry guns. The Department of Natural Resources overturned a ban after gun supporters sued the state. After the rule was reversed last week, both sides agreed to drop the lawsuit. Critics of the far-right Project 2025 say it would turn back rights gained by many Americans over the past several decades. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
Project 2025 also proposes slashing federal money for renewable energy and prioritizing fossil fuel production. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Midwest is still seeing rising gas prices following a refinery outage in Joliet, Illinois earlier this month. Average gas prices in Green Bay are up 6.8 cents a gallon from last week, averaging $3.44. Gas Buddy is also reporting the average price of gas in Appleton as $3.38 a gallon, down about 1.3 cents from last week. Statewide, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.48. Two people were rescued after their inflatable boat went over the dam at Voyager Park in De Pere Saturday night. The De Pere Fire Rescue Department had to use a rope to pull the two people aboard the small inflatable to shore. They were looked over and treated by EMS personnel. Officials used this event as a reminder to always have personal flotation devices available for everyone on a boat. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The good news for fans of The Boys is that there will be a season 5. The bad news is that it will be the last season, according to showrunner Eric Kripke. More not-so-great news for fans, producers say the season will take 2 years to shoot and is still in the early stages of development. Producers of the Amazon Prime show say the soonest the new season can drop would be mid-2026. It appears things are finally on track for an I Am Legend sequel. Legendary screenwriter Akiva Goldsman told Deadline there will be good news soon. How can you have a sequel when the main character died in the original? Goldsman says they are sequelizing an alternative ending. When it comes to millions of dollars, Hollywood can be incredibly resourceful and creative. The first installment of the Will Smith film raked in over $500 million in 2007. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 84, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and humid with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms at a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay reminds you, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This from S&K Accounting and Tax Service in Green Bay. Call 920-499-5099.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
The Kamala sugar high continues on the Devil's Advocates radio show, the very next one. But the ice picks are coming out for her. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Mm-hmm.
what election day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
Little Willie Nelson for you on a Monday, 35 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. We haven't used that in a long time.
No, we haven't, nicely, but it's a good tune.
Yeah. Well, Lucas Nelson is his son. His oldest son is in there as well. You can hear the harmonies there.
Yeah, yeah.
Willie Nelson, if you don't like him, vote him out. But particularly, how about Derek Van Odwin? Derek Van Orton over in the 3rd Congressional District. I think he's going to get. I think he's going to get voted out. I think he's on his way out. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Lots of news, lots of cuts over the weekend, lots to discuss. Always fun in a Monday show to kind of catch up from speeches, from appearances on the show. Talking before the break. Again, the Republicans try to keep ginning up this immigration issue. And I really appreciated the call of David Mequon today, saying, look, there are certainly challenges and problems at the border. Nobody's going to deny that. He's right. But it's how you deal with it. Do you treat people with compassion? Do you stop this archaic and divisive and hateful phrase of quote-unquote illegal aliens and use correct phrases such as undocumented persons? Because that's what they are. Are you like Roger Roth, the Republican candidate for Congress up in the Fox Valley? I mean, this TV ad is just, I mean, it is one of, and I've been around a while in politics, it is one of the most over-the-top, sensationalized ads I've ever seen. Roger Roth just uses the word illegal and the border wall and images that are stock footage that aren't real, saying he's going to, you know, he's the America First candidate and Trump's water boy, and not water boy, but, you know, the Trump candidate. And it makes people, you know, you would think that Green Bay is overrun with crime because of undocumented people, and it just ain't true. So I said before the break, wherever you're listening in Wisconsin, pick up your local paper. One of the great things about local papers is they usually give, like, you know, the sheriff's report or the police report. It tells who's been arrested in the community, or the report from the clerk court, who's gone through the court system. I'll bet you a bottom dollar that the vast majority, 80% plus of the people going through our county court system are not undocumented persons. They're people who live in our community and in our state. So don't be fooled by this divisive, over-the-top rhetoric meant to scare us. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dave, listening on WMDX in Madison. Dave, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, Todd, how you doing?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm always good. Like calling in, like listening to your show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you're talking about immigration. Yeah, it's like watching the run-up to World War II now, except the target instead of Jews is other minorities, immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have about 60,000 people retiring every week, and that's going to continue for years. They're not paying taxes anymore. They're drawing on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And yet we have this godsend of about 150,000, you know, berries. Young families showing up at the border and we're turning them away. You know, 40% of our S&P corporations were founded by immigrants or their kids. If you don't let them in, their kids aren't going to found them either.
Right.
25% of the Nobel Prize is first-generation immigrants. A majority of Silicon Valley startups now have one or more founders who are first-generation immigrants. Mm-hmm. They clearly, and the FBI statistics have been reflecting this for decades, they have lower incidence of crimes than the native-born population, making it statistically less likely that that Americans will be the target of crimes. We should be, because of all this, I think, we should be paying these people to come in.
Right.
Instead of paying billions of dollars to deport family members, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, of even American citizens were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We should be redirecting those funds into incentivizing people to come here by paying them and using the money to help assimilate these people
right.
into our economy.
No, go ahead, Dave. Finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think the whole thing's a horrible tragedy, and it's based on misinformation, just like you had in the run-up to World War II before it was against the Jews.
Right.
I'm Jewish, by the way, so I can recognize it.
Sure.
And now it's against other minorities. You know, they're demonizing them, just
right.
like these fascist groups in the run-up to World War II demonized us, the Jews.
Really appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you so much. And Dave brings up kind of tangentially another important point, that if you talk to anybody in agriculture in Wisconsin who really knows agriculture, you know, like farmers, you'll find out that without immigrant labor, both documented and, let us be honest, undocumented labor, Wisconsin's ag markets would dry up. That's just a fact. And to Dave's point, and we've played the cup before, we won't do it right now, but back in 1980, when Ronald Wilson Reagan was debating George H.W. Bush in the Republican primary, one of the big issues was the border. And the Republican Party being led by Reagan and Bush in 80, you know what the argument was over? How open the border should be. Reagan went so far as to say we don't even need fences, let alone a wall. And what he wanted was a system in place where people could be kept track of in terms of like a legal way to allow people in, to give them temporary visas legally to take jobs, work if they wanted to work in migrant labor or if they wanted to start a small business, whatever it might be. And they would pay taxes into the system. And that we should have a relationship with people across the border. That's what the Republican Party was debating in 1980, by the way. So Dave's right. I mean, have you gone? And I'm not trying to say that everybody that comes in as an immigrant is going to work in fast food. But have you gone to a place to try to get a table in the service industry? Have you seen all the help wanted signs? Nobody's coming across the border to quote unquote take your job. Okay, there's lots of jobs out there that current Americans are unwilling or don't want to do. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Beaver Dam. Tony was just through Beaver Dam yesterday. How are you, Tony?
Very good. Why don't you stop by?
I should have taken my pit stop at Beaver Dam, but I kept on going. What's on your mind, Tony?
Well, I just seem to remember back when George W. was in charge, and he proposed this, you know, getting rid of all the immigrants, illegal immigrants. And at the time it was 10, 11 million, and it would have, like, destroyed the economy trying to remove these people from our country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between airfares and buses and ICE agents and, you know, just everything that would have needed to been put in place. I mean, and now we have, you know, a little larger population. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do you think that's going to do?
Yeah. I don't, and I'll stand corrected, Tony. Maybe I was this something that George W. Bush has said about throwing everybody out or illegals? Because I don't remember quite that way. I mean, my personal feeling is, you could correct me if I'm wrong, as a former Republican who supported George W. at the time, if you recall, before 9/11, W. Bush introduced one of the most comprehensive reforms in the immigration system and created and separated it out to try to make it more efficient, created ICE. And I think, of course, the biggest tragedy of 9/11 were the almost 3,000 lives that were lost and all the families that are impacted for generations, right? Let's get that on the table. But I think one of the most, the second biggest loss after the human life way down the line was the fact that I think that Bush was trying to do what he did in Texas. I mean, remember, he won like 37, 40% of the Latino vote in Texas. He was seen as someone who could bring people together. And I think that he was trying to reform the immigration system, maybe not perfectly, but try to go a ways to try to make it more efficient. And because of 9/11, of course, that was all thrown out the window. That was just, you couldn't have that discussion at the time. We have a clip we'll play of Bush here in a little while. Speaking of this, about 12 years ago, I want to play that. But I think you're right, Tony, in the fact that Republicans, the party, by and large, since Reagan, has gone progressively further to the right, where now you're at Trumpism. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Tony. Really appreciate the call. Great job there in beautiful Beaver Dam. Let's go quickly to Tom in West Dallas. Tom, listening in on WAUK in beautiful West Dallas. Of course, Vice President Kamala Harris was just there. Tom, how are you?
That she was, and I am well. A couple of quick points. One, sure. If down in like 2006, 2007, it was Louisiana or Georgia, one of those states enacted a very, very, very strict illegal immigration bill. Mm. And that was in the springtime. By the time fall came, there was no one left to pick any of the crops that were planted. Farmers really, really lost a lot of money because they couldn't find anybody to do that. And that law kind of quietly disappeared.
Right.
I didn't hear anything about it. You
right.
know? So obviously they don't learn anything.
That's a great point.
But so that's what, yeah, people don't realize that, you know, there's someone's got to pick it. And I know they were someplace hired a whole bunch of local people to pick crops and stuff, and we're just going to say white people or whatever. Mm. By the time the season ended, out of like there was like 100 and some people, there were only two left of white people to pick crops because no one wants to do that work anyways.
Right.
And the other, I'm just going to point out that when Trump put all those broke up all those families, put those kids in cages and stuff, and then they lost track of these people. If you don't think that someday in the near future that's going to come back and haunt us, because that's how terrorism starts.
Yeah.
These people are going to be very, very upset that they destroyed their families, and now they're going to seek retribution. It scares me, but I really believe that we're going to see that sometime soon.
Yeah. Really appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much. Great points there. And he's right. And again, I want to be very careful and very clear. I'm not suggesting that everyone who comes to the United States as an immigrant is destined for field work or fast food work. They're not. A lot of folks come here and end up working for businesses or other vocations. But it's true that a lot of people who immigrate here at first are doing jobs that current Americans are unwilling and don't want to do. And if you don't like the current policies, if you don't like the way things are going under some Republican governors, like in Texas, throw them out. Willie Nelson, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from ABC or CBS Radio News, depending upon which Civic Media station you are listening to. A little check of weather, sports, local news as well. By the way, Mike Clemens, what a great job he does, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Our sports guy. I mean, that guy is everywhere. Brewers games, covering Packers training camp. We didn't even get into today. Jordan Love re-signed $220 million or whatever it was.
Something insane.
I know. Crazy. But Jordan Love is back. Trivia will be happy about that. And we'll talk to him a little bit in a few days about that. But Mike Clemens, just, and he's so good at it. I mean, people, sports guys that are just really great at their craft, I admire so much. So all that will be coming up, followed by the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. 2 until 4 every afternoon. Maggie Dawn right after us. Do not miss it.
I believe Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area is guest hosting.
Yes, today. That's right. Our old friend Dan Schaefer. Great site, the recombobulationarea.news.
Indeed.
Dot news. So you can, if you're discombobulated, we have good news for you. Stick around, and after 2 o'clock, you could get recombobulated with the great Dan Schaefer filling in as guest host on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thank you for that reminder, Mr. Zommers. Want to play, we've referred to this before the clip, and by the way, I did not intend on spending as much time as we have today on this issue, but I appreciate the calls. And this is a great, one of the great things I love about coming to work every day, and Zommers will tell you this, is that I love the freedom to not necessarily know where the show's going to go. I mean, it's just fun.
Yeah, especially because on days that can be directed by what people want to hear about,
right,
then we can have a better show for you.
Exactly. And so I love the freedom of our listeners to take the show in whatever direction is on your mind and important to you. And there's been so many great callers today on this immigration issue, as we boil it down, put the facts out there, and get down to the truth. We referred to this clip in the last segment. I want to play it for you. This is former President George W. Bush from about 12 years ago. And he was asked, being interviewed in this group of students, about kind of the future of the Republican Party and where things had shifted since he had been president. Fascinating to hear this now, 12 years later. Here is George W. Bush.
I do believe there will be a rational immigration policy eventually passed. I think there's going to have to be some time. What's interesting about our country, if you study history, is that there are some isms that occasionally pop up. One is isolationism, and it's evil twin protectionism, and it's evil triplet nativism. So if you study the 20s, for example, there was an American First policy that said, who cares what happens in Europe? Well, what happened in Europe mattered. eventually because of World War II. There was Smoot-Hawley, which was a part of an economic policy, which basically said we don't want trade. In other words, let's throw up barriers. And there was an immigration policy that I think during this period argued we had too many Jews and too many Italians, therefore we should have no immigrants. And my point to you is we've been through this kind of period of isolationism, protectionism, nativism. I'm a little concerned that we may be going through the same period.
George W. Bush, from around 2012, after he was out of office and the Republican Party had taken a decidedly right-wing track. Think about that. And I'm not here to defend every policy that George W. Bush had, and I know there's a lot of feelings out there. Many are legitimate. That's fine. But think where the Republican Party has gone from 2012, when the last true Republican president, George W. Bush, said we have to be worried about isolationism, protectionism, and nativism, to what we got with Trump in 2016, 4 years later, and then 4 years of Trump. And now where we're at with the current iteration of the mega Republican Party. Steve in Milwaukee says the one time that Bush was right. Well, I mean, I would argue there were a couple other times as well. But I think that's what that clip there was or is to me. It's a great reminder of not painting with too broad of a brush. Use whatever analogy you want. Throw the baby out with the bathwater, whatever you want to say. And I think it's an important reminder that, yes, as recently as 2012, there was a leader of the Republican Party in George W. Bush, who, even though Mitt Romney was the nominee that year, along with Paul Ryan, in 2012, George W. Bush could see where his party at the time was headed. Isolationism, protectivism, nativism. And he spoke out about it. For those who have been around a while, you know that in national conventions, it is common that former presidents who are able and surviving show up at their national convention. I expect that we'll see former President Barack Obama in Chicago in a couple, 3 weeks at the DNC, Democratic National Convention. I suspect we'll see Bill Clinton in some way, shape, or form at the Democratic National Convention. I suspect we'll see former presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton at the Democratic National Convention. It's telling that George W. Bush was nowhere to be found in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago at the Republican National Convention. It's telling that Mike Pence, the former vice president of Trump, was nowhere to be found. It's telling that the 2012 Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney, was nowhere to be found. It's telling that the 2012 vice presidential nominee, one of Wisconsin Republicans in Wisconsin's favorite native son, Paul Ryan, was nowhere to be found in Milwaukee. That's how far away the MAGA, mega Trumpism has moved away from what Republicanism used to be. And again, as a former Republican, I'm not here to defend everything that even that party was or stood for. I'm just saying, look at where we were 12 years ago and compare that with what we're at today. The current iteration of the MAGA Republican Party has nothing to do with the party of Lincoln that was founded in a white clapboard schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. That party has been hijacked by demagogues and dangerous people and Donald Trump. And that's why it's so important to vote against it in November. Stay tuned. Maggie taught us next. Great show. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow with Luke Mathers. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.